Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Barry Patterson, CEO of Agile Analog. Barry has held senior leadership, engineering, and product management roles at Wolfson Microelectronics and Dialog Semiconductor. He has been involved in the development of custom mixed-signal silicon solutions for many of the leading mobile and consumer electronics companies across the world. He has a technical background in Ethernet, audio, haptics, and power management, and is passionate about working with customers to deliver high-quality products. Welcome back to the podcast, Barry.
Hi, Daniel. It's very good to talk to you again and be on the SemiWiki podcast.
Yeah, you know, you've been very busy since we spoke last. Can you give us a quick update of the company?
Yeah, sure. So Agile Analog, we are continuing to grow our team. Over the past 6 months, we've been very busy with developing some of our internal technology, which is our Composer toolset, which allows us to have process agnostic analog IP. And the output of that is obviously the IP products that we license to customers. So we've been focused on building out our IP portfolio. And we've also been heavily engaged on several customer projects. So a lot of the IP that's been licensed is now being delivered to customers and is on its way into silicon through tape out. So the team's been really busy and we continue to grow and, you know, see increased demand for our IP products.
Great. Yeah, I've heard some really good things. Well, your recent announcement is a digital standard cell library. Can you give us some background on that? You're now in the digital business.
Absolutely. I wouldn't quite say we're in the digital business, but what we found is that a number of our customers, and actually for our own internal use as well, is we needed to embed digital control within some of the analog IP products that we were developing. And therefore, we developed a very simple digital standard cell library that allowed us to embed that digital functionality within the analog voltage domain. When we explained this to several of our customers, some of them started to ask if they could license that as a product because they have the problem of they're working very much within their digital domain using the digital libraries they get from the fabs and the foundries. But when it comes to having a higher voltage digital library, they find it quite difficult to access that. And so we've developed this simple digital standard cell library, which is a thick oxide based library, which operates within the higher analog voltage domain rather than the core digital voltage domain.
Interesting. So this digital library sits side by side with your analog IP.
It does. What it allows us to do is to have that digital functionality embedded within the analog domain. So that avoids a lot of level shifting into the digital core libraries or the digital core domain and back. And it also means you've got much tighter integration of digital control with the analog circuitry. And that has a number of advantages, especially if you have control loops within the analog domain.
So this will work with your Composer technology, correct?
It does, because what we then have to do for each of these digital libraries is to basically create it within the process and the PDK that our customers are using. Given that Composer allows us to be process agnostic in the analog domain, and basically digital cell libraries are built from analog switches, what this allows us to do through Composer is to basically recreate a digital standard cell library in any process that we have a PDK for. It's not a highly optimized digital library. It's not optimized particularly for speed or for area or for power, but what it does is it gives you the capability of having some digital capability within the analog domain, and it simplifies a lot of the designs. So for example, if you require to build an always-on system where you need to have a small piece of digital circuitry, a few registers, etc., to have that stay alive circuit within the analog domain, then our digital cell library will allow you to do that. And that simplifies a lot of the sort of design challenges that some customers have with the separation of the digital and analog domains.
Right. So can you tell us again a little bit more about the Composer technology, what it is and what the benefits are of the technology?
Absolutely. So our Composer technology is an internal tool set that we've developed. And what it allows us to do is to design our analog IP products in a process agnostic way. What that then means is that for any customer who comes along with a PDK or a particular process requirement, we can then generate that analog IP very, very quickly to meet exactly their process requirements in terms of the process options, the metal stacks, etc., and delivers them the IP in the process that they want. This means that customers get the analog IP that they need, and they don't have to just accept whatever they can find. So a number of our customers are coming to us with requirements in one process node, and then they want to build something similar on a different process, and we're able to very, very quickly regenerate our analog IP and license it to them to work in that new process.
Great. Will these digital blocks work in low power designs?
They will work in low power designs. We can optimize them for low power. We can optimize them for low leakage, and we can optimize them slightly for area, but that's not a major consideration for us. The digital cell library itself is compliant and works with all the industry standard EDA tools for a digital flow. So we have full timing models for STA and for synthesis. You can use any of the kind of industry standard place and route and DFT tool sets, and the libraries will fully support those. The libraries are characterized against the PDK, and that means that if you have a requirement to do full mixed signal STA, then we can fully support that and allow you to do timing across the analog digital domain.
Oh, got it. So how do customers normally engage with Agile Analog?
We obviously have our website, agileanalog.com, where we have information there about our IP products. We also are on the design and reuse website. Again, all of the products that are available are listed there, and we find that customers tend to either come through the websites or alternatively go straight to our sales team, and they engage with us that way. We're also beginning to find now that some of our customers are coming to us from word of mouth. We're beginning to find that some customers are talking to colleagues, and then that's creating other opportunities for us. So as we continue to grow and we continue to kind of populate our IP portfolio, we're beginning to find the more and more opportunities are coming in our direction, which is really encouraging.
Great, great. Barry, thank you again for your time. Always a pleasure, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much. It's been good to catch up with you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.